my pen.
Erica, want to sign my petition?
Well, sure. What's it for?
To make the school mascot a bulldog.
But, well, down the school already has a mascot, and it's a muskrat.
Not anymore. I forgot to feed it.
Lucky, 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 if it isn't my cookie. Steve, what is that
smell? It's my new Swiss cologne. It's called Eau de la Hee Hoo.
What do you want, Steve?
Well, if you're not busy tomorrow night, why don't you and I rent a movie? We'll turn down the lights and engage in a little lip wrestling.
I can't. I'm going out with Ted Curran.
Again? But why?
Well, he's good looking and varsity athlete and the most popular guy in school.
Yeah, but take all that away and what have you got?
You.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Indigestion. Did you do something different to the pot roast?
Carl, it was meatloaf.
Now, there you go. That's different.
So long, you two. Where you headed?
To the mall. I'm Rachel's gonna help me pick out an outfit for my date with Ted.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Well, Rachel, my daughter is an innocent young lady, and I really don't want her to dress like you.
Don't worry. I'll be there to advise.
Oh, oh Lord.
Carl.
Hmm?
I need your help.
What's up?
Ed is up to no good. He's done something wrong and he's not telling us.
How do you know?
He's been nice to me.
Well, let's just see what he's up to. Edward! Kitchen! Now! Try a little good cop, bad cop. I'll be the bad cop.
Of course. What is it, Dad?
Sit down. Sid!
What did I do, Mom?
I don't know, honey. But your daddy's in one of his moods. So if I were you, I'd tell the truth.
Okay. What's the matter, Dad?
What's the matter? What's the matter? You sit there with your bare face hanging out and have the nerve to ask me what's the matter?
Oh, Carl, take it easy. He's just a kid. A scared kid. Candy.
Come on, Edward. Talk to me. Sing.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Hardly.
Hardly? Hardly.
Well, I mean, there is that tiny little thing that happened at school, but I'm...
Mm-hmm. You call what you did tiny?
No, sir. Not really, sir, but I mean, I only played hooky twice.
You hear this, Harriet? Our son played hooky.
Well, Dad, me and a bunch of the guys had a chance to watch practice down at Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you did, son, is a very serious offense. And did you take pictures? Edward, there is no excuse for your behavior. Now go to your room. Your mother and I will decide the proper punishment.
Yes, sir.
Will you please tell me how you found out?
Let's just say somebody that you know has a big mouth.
Yeah, well, when I find out who it is, I'm gonna kill him.
All right, Waldo.
So?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm sick to death of all these posters. Look at all this clutter.
Yeah, it is rather unsightly.
Darn tootin'. That's why I'm putting up these. Slap up a couple hundred of these babies and people will get the point.
Come on, man, tell us. What happened on your date with Laura?
Nothing. Just had a good time, that's all.
Yeah, right. Been out with the girl four times now. You gotta be going back to something.
Yeah. Yo, come on, guys, chill.
Alex, I think he's holding out on us. What's up with that?
I can only think of one reason. He's striking out.
Oh, whoa.
I'm the Ted man. I do not strike out.
So in other words, you're saying you scored, right?
Grow up.
He scored! I knew he scored!
Take it back.
Take what back?
Well, these bozos think you scored with Marv. Well, newsflash, muchachos. Ma Winslow is pure. She's chaste. She's never been sullied.
Get lost, Urkel.
Not until you admit that nothing happened between you and Laura.
Yeah, well, something did happen.
That, sir, is a lie.
The nerd boy hit me.
Correction. Hit you twice.
I don't believe this.
Oh, then maybe you'll believe this one.
Urkel, how many of those do you have?
I don't know. Let's see. One. Two. Three.
Oh, that does it.
Four.
Oh, that does it.
Oh, no, I got 20 left.
Locker.
Hey, I'm saying make it stew. Let me. How to break it to you.
Well, just tell me.
Well, all right. Well, Ted told some of his friends that when he went out with you, he had a really good time.
Well, that's nice. I had a really good time, too.
No, 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 you don't understand. He said he had a really, really good time.
Well, I had a really, really good time, too.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lawrence, he said he got lucky. Did the old yum yum bouncy bouncy. A horizontal polka.
What? You're lying.
No, ma'am.
Now, Steve, I know your jealousy has made you do some truly annoying things before, but this is way past annoying. This is cruel.
But, Laura, I heard him saying I...
Stop it, okay? Now, Steve, you always tried to be my boyfriend. But if you're going to start telling these vicious lies, you can't even be my friend.
No, Laura.
Hello? Yes, this is Laura. Who's this? Jason. Jason Sanders? It's Jason Sanders. What's up, Jason? A movie Friday night? And then some fun afterwards. What kind of fun?
What's wrong?
You listen to me. You are a disgusting, perverted lowlife. And I hope that whatever rock you crawled out from under falls on your head and your brain squish out through your nose.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Sanders. Could you please give that message to your son? Thanks. Have a nice day.
Laura, what did Jason say to you?
I can't repeat it, but it was filthy.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
What do you mean?
Laura, there's some rumors going around school about you.
Rumors?
Well, actually, it's just one rumor. But it's a doozy.
Wait a minute. Does this rumor have anything to do with me and Ted?
Yeah. Everybody says that you guys did it.
What?
Laura, when I heard it, I was really upset.
Thank you, Max.
Why didn't you tell me first?
Max, it's a lie. It didn't happen.
I knew that.
Steve told me that Ted was bragging to his friends, but I didn't believe him. Wait a minute. Maybe this rumor hasn't spread as much as I think. Who told you, Max?
The basketball team.
Nothing like a long, brisk walk to get the old heart popping.
Hey, Laura.
Laura, are you crying?
No.
Rachel, I think it's mother-daughter time.
Oh, sure, sis. I'll just go up and read Richie a bedtime story. Hope he doesn't mind if I wake him up.
Honey, what's the matter?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Except my life is over.
Oh, can't be that bad.
Yes, it is. I just found out the first guy I ever really cared about is a creep.
Ted? What'd he do?
He told his friends that we did the horizontal polka.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
I see. Laura, did you have sex with Ted?
No. I mean, I thought about it, but I'm just not ready for that yet.
Good, Laura. Very good. You did a good thing.
What am I gonna do, Mom? Rumors about me are flying all over school.
Well, the first thing tomorrow, your father and I are going to call Ted's parents.
That won't do any good. They'll just ask Ted and he'll deny it. And the whole school will go right on thinking that I'm easy.
Honey, people that know you're not gonna believe a vicious lie like that.
Why not? Mom, the truth is, when I heard rumors about people, I believed them. But I sure feel different now that the rumor is about me.
Well, you see, that's the problem with rumors. You know, they don't have to be true. People will believe them as long as they're juicy.
I just feel so helpless.
Don't worry, honey. We're gonna fight back.
Fight back?
That's right. There's a solution to every problem. That's the easy part.
Well, what's the hard part?
Figuring out what the solution is.
Now remember, you're the bad cop and I'm the good cop, right?
Shut up, Steve. You're getting on my nerves.
Oh, you're good.
Yo, Ted.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's your problem?
You my problem. And this is your problem.
Hey, Anno, relax, Anno.
But I do.
I don't know, Teddy, but the E-man here is in one of his moods. So if I were you, I'd tell the truth.
Okay. What's the matter, Eddie?
What's the matter?
You stand there with your bare face hanging out, and you have the nerve to ask me what's the matter?
Now, take it easy, Edo. He's just a kid. A scared kid. Gum?
No, thanks. Why is he so mad?
Well, he's irked. Upset. Perturbed.
About what?
Oh, I don't know, Ted. Could it possibly have something to do with the rumors that you and your algae-sucking friends here have been spreading about my sister?
Hey, Ted, you gonna let him insult us like that?
Yeah. Just ask him. Go ahead.
Seems you like to talk, Ted. So talk to me. Tell me what happened on your date with Laura.
We went to the movies. We grabbed something to eat. And then I took her home.
Oh, that's it? You mean you didn't score with her?
No, I didn't score.
Yes, you did. You told us.
We were standing right here.
Shut up.
Look, Eddie, I never said I scored, man. But I might have let him think I did.
So the truth is that nothing happened on your date with Laura, right?
Nothing. One kiss.
I kept my eyes open.
Ted, you do realize that according to the unofficial code of Big Brothers, that I should expose you and your friends' vital organs to daylight.
True, but that code is unofficial.
Don't hit him, Eddie.
Laura.
Ted, I really liked you. And I thought you liked me, too.
I do.
Then how could you hurt me like this? Just so you could look good in front of your friends?
I'm sorry, Laura. Look, I know it's asking a lot, but can we wipe the slate clean? Start over?
No way.
I don't know, Ted.
She doesn't know, Ted.
I'll have to think about it.
Chance to think about it.
But it'll be real hard for me to forgive the fact that you boosted your rep by ruining mine.
Oh, you're history, bub.
Steve, I handle this conversation myself, okay?
She'll handle this conversation herself, okay?
Laura, I feel real bad about this. I can't believe I wanted to impress these dorks.
Hey, Ted, you calling us dorks?
Yes.
Just asking. Go ahead.
Laura, I really care about you. And I don't care how long it takes, but I'm gonna find a way to make it up to you.
How we do, Laura?
Hey, Mom and Dad will be real proud. Thanks, Eddie. You're a terrific big brother. And Steve.
Yes.
tried to warn me, but I wouldn't listen. And then you helped me get out of this mess. I really appreciate what a good friend you are.
Want to get married?
Steve, I'm only 15 years old.
True, but I've done a little research. In some areas of the country, the minimum marrying age is 14. And on the tiny island of Duclonia, well, they don't even have a minimum marrying age. All you have to do is own a pig. Oh, they don't have a pig.